Thank you.
Hello, am I speaking with Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. My name is Nadine. I'm the regional specialist. I handle pricing and details for your area. How's your day going?
Good. Not bad.
Pretty good. Okay. Okay. So I'm taking a look at the notes that Richard had sent over to me. I know you've been speaking with him about the outline of our program. But I know you mentioned you get a lot of calls like these. You hear the same pitch over and over, right?
Yeah.
What's held you back, if you don't mind me asking, from moving forward with anyone?
I'd give it a few people, shot. I tried a few people out.
You did? Okay. And then did you just, not get the results that you were looking for? Are we talking about, working with people with a first-page placement?
Yeah, they just keep giving you promises after promises, unfulfilled promises.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. Okay.
What makes you any different?
Well, I'll tell you first and foremost, because we are a Google Channel partner, the difference when you work with a company that's not a Google Channel partner, Google Channel partner means that we're able to combine our services with Google's advertising because our technicians are highly trained and certified. So we've had to demonstrate the ad skills and the net spend. And because of that is why Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. There are a lot of companies out there, that assist with placement on Google, but not all of them are Google Channel partners. So when you're not a Google Channel partner, it takes a lot longer for them to get you listed. Okay?
Okay.
So I saw when I did a search for the company by name, it actually pulls up whatever's out there, under your company name, and I came across your Facebook page. So good job. I'm glad to see you have a Facebook. You understand the importance of that.
Okay. Yeah.
In addition to that, it does show that there's a website. Now, the website that it shows is Roofing Specialist with an S as in plural.
Okay.
And then it says NJ.com. I will tell you this, when I clicked on it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
When I clicked on that one, it doesn't take me anywhere.
It's another one. Try JP Roofing, NJ.com. I got two websites.
JP Roofing?
NJ.com. Let me see if mine.
Okay, let me see if that one comes up. Because I also saw that there's a Yelp profile for you, and that's even got an email that doesn't work. Okay, JP Roofing. Mm-hmm. I see this one now. The JP Roofing, NJ.com, that one pulled up. Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
You have this one professionally done, or did you do this on your own?
Our company, 411 Locals, I think.
Oh, okay. They created it for you. Are you still using them?
Yeah. A little bit, but I don't know. They really haven't. They keep promising me stuff, and it never happens.
Okay. Can I ask you this? I know you mentioned you go about a 20-mile radius, right? That's what you potentially target for your clients? Okay.
Yeah, maybe 30 miles. I'd go maybe 30 miles.
Okay. What are you paying them, $150 a month?
Sometimes I think it's $99 a month.
Okay.
$99, it fluctuates.
I'm going to be super transparent with you. I don't know why the price would fluctuate for you because it should be set at a flat rate.
Well, when I talk to them, sometimes I'll be like, look, you're not doing anything.
It's not working.
They'll give me a discount.
I
get on the phone and it's like, I'm like, it's not really working out.
Okay, that I can understand. So just so you understand, and this could be possibly why it's not working, the local map section, is only going to get you found in your zip code, and it's only going to target about 5 to 10 miles. That's how far the local map will cover, okay?
Okay.
If you're typically... Yeah, so if you're trying to target within 20, outside of what they consider your local area, 20 miles, 30 miles, they either got to run Facebook ads or Google ads. And I could tell you they're not running them. 411 Local focuses more on local only. That's probably why you're not getting the response that you need. Okay?
But
just to kind of get to the price with you, let's get to the meat and potatoes of it all. What I would recommend for you, is our Platinum package because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The Platinum package, I'm trying to see, he didn't put how many years in business you've been. When did you originally start the business?
Like 1990, yeah, been in a while, like 30. Oh, wow. 33 years.
You sound so young.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So you're very well-established business.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to offer you our established business discount. So the way that our program works, it's on a month-to-month basis. We set it where it's a fixed flat rate. We don't charge you per call or per job. Okay.
Okay.
This package, I can offer it to you at $299 a month. Now, it will come with a one-time $99 setup fee, but that is to cover the programming. So it makes the initial investment for you to get started today, $398. Every month after, what you're paying is then the $299 a month. Month to month, there's no contracts. This is going to give you the first page placement on Google in the local map. We're going to get you listed on Bing.
How long does that take? Does it take like 90 days or something like that?
No. In fact, I'll even share the timelines with you. So with the Facebook ads that's included, Facebook ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Directory submission is within 5 to 7 days. The Google local map, we always state it in our terms and conditions that it could take between 30 to 45 days. That's a promise. I will tell you, Dave, at times, I have seen it happen sooner. But to be super transparent with you, you already have the Google profile page, right? On Google. What you would need to do, yeah, I'm looking at it. You got two reviews on there. It does have a different phone number. I'm assuming it's a phone number that they're tracking the calls,
maybe,
tracking number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and it's got your website. So actually, what you would do, and here's the thing, you can't have them and us managing the same Google profile because basically it would be like we're just taking your money if you haven't counseled with them. And we don't work like that. You can only have one company managing it. So you would have to add us on as managers so that we can manage that profile page. At times, I've seen it happen even sooner because you already have the Google profile page. It's adding us on as managers. But our timeline, we always say 30 to 45 days. Again, it could happen sooner, though. But that is our promise.
Okay.
Okay. And here's the thing. With the Facebook ads, what they do is they retarget. Anyone who's done a search on Google and they go to their Facebook page to look at pictures or stories, Dave, they're going to see your ad appear on their desktop and it's going to show up on their mobile device. What this is going to do is help you reach more new potential clients, and we can uniquely run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So when they click on your ad, right, they're calling you directly. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results, and you can reach as far as 50 miles if you wanted with the Facebook ads.
Okay.
So, again, they'll retarget anyone who's performed that search on Google for your services, whether it's roofing, siding, any of the services that you offer. And especially with the amount of years that you've been in business, I recommend you start getting more reviews on your Google profile page, and we can help you with that too by providing you a tiny little URL that you can text or even email to your past clients and ask them, leave me a review. They click on the link, leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to comment on it, and this will go to your actual Google profile page. Okay? This would be the package that I would recommend for you. I mean, we offer one that has Google ads, but I wouldn't recommend that one because I think with the amount of coverage that you're doing, the 20 to 30 miles, the Platinum package, I think would be the most beneficial for you. And social media has really grown. You know, it really has.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Dave? How do you feel about it?
Sure. Sounds good. Okay.
So are you looking to switch from 411 local or?
Pretty much. I don't know. They really haven't not given them a long time. They really haven't done anything for me.
How long have you been with them now? If you don't mind me asking.
Probably 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, have you even made back the money on what you've invested with them over the time?
I don't think so. I don't really. Once in a while, I don't get really many, you know. I don't really get any calls from them. I
call
them that all the time.
And they just say, give them time, give them time. I mean, 3 or 4 years, I think, is more than enough time, right? So, I mean, what do you think? You want to give this a shot? I mean, this way we can prove it to you?
Yours sounds
pretty doable. Sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, we pride ourselves in what we do, and I'll tell you this. It is a month-to-month program, right? We like to earn your business month in and month out. Only thing we ask from you is at least stick it out 2 months, and I'll always be transparent with you, okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly, okay? At any time you decide, listen, I want to part ways, we just ask you, call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you don't incur a charge. But I'm very confident that when you see the results that you're getting, right? Because it kind of sounds to me, Dave, if you get that potential prospect on the phone, you're good at selling your own self, right? You're a salesman too. You know what I mean? You've been doing this a long time. So I think that's what it is just getting them on the phone with you, you know? So we'll always make sure that, you know, you're appearing at that moment. Now, I'll be honest with you, as far as like that website they built for you, chances are when you cancel with them, they're going to keep their website, right? If that's the case, don't even worry about it, because I'm going to include a customized website for you, include it in your package, and it's not going to cost you more, okay? It's included.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Let me do this. What is the best email for you? Because this is where we send correspondence from us, and it's also going to be where we send your website once it's completed, so this way you can take a look at it in case you have any changes, and it's also going to be where we send your receipt.
The word roofing, roofing, 77777@gmail.com.
4 sevens, right?
5.
5? Okay. Wow, I see all those sevens. Makes me want to go to the casino. Or play the lotto, right?
Get the words out. Back to where I'm heading right now.
Are you really?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
I know, I haven't been to the casino in a while. It's funny. I like going on the slot machines every now and then, right? And my husband, he'll tell me, he's like, I'll give him money and I'll tell him, okay, you go to your machine, I'll go to mine. But it's like he blows his so quick. I'm all, dude, like, make a stretch.
Yeah, slot machines can, yeah. They can take it quick.
Right.
Where are you from? What state are you from?
We're in California. We're in Fountain Valley. If you've ever been to Disneyland, we're about maybe 20 minutes away.
That governor.
What was that?
What do you think of your governor?
Oh, God. No comment.
He's pretty messed up.
You know what? I was just talking to someone back in Florida yesterday, and he's like, man, I feel sorry for you with that governor you have. I said, well, I go, please don't throw salt on the wound.
You know, I know we're near San Francisco, and that San Francisco, oh my goodness, what a toilet.
You know what? I'm going to tell you
that,
something.
I've seen on the news that the homeless crisis in San Francisco is so bad, even Target has to lock everything up because they shoplift everything. It's like,
really?
News all the way here in New Jersey. And when you go into a Target in San Francisco, everything is locked up. And,
wow.
The one giant supermarket, Wallamakers or something like that. Wallamakers?
Yeah.
They actually left because so many people are shoplifting.
No way.
It made the news all the way here in New Jersey.
I'm going to tell you something, Dave. I really don't even watch the news, only because it's like every time I turn on the news, I feel like, gosh, there's just everything's so negative. You know what I mean? And I can only put up with so much negativity in my life.
Well, what's he going to do? The governor there, right? You guys have a really bad problem with your grid. You know what the grid is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The electric grid.
Uh-huh.
And your governor is telling everybody to get rid of their gasoline cars and buy electric cars. Now, if everybody in California plugged their electric cars in to a grid that's already failing, you guys will be sitting in with no electric like Texas was, freezing.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in trouble.
What kind of... I'm only a roofer, and I know that much. That's not really a good...
Well, that's going to suck for me because I just bought a Ford Explorer.
But if everybody plugs in at the same time like he wants, the grid couldn't handle it.
No way. Not at all.
Because California already has problems with electric.
Oh, yeah. You don't even want to know. You want to hear something? Check this out.
Crazy.
So... my electric bill, okay, my husband and I say this all the time. We pay for Disneyland's electricity. I live in Anaheim, right? So we actually, like our electric bill ranges anywhere, because we pay it every 2 months, it ranges anywhere between 4 in the summertime because he stays at home, because he does dialysis, right? So he doesn't work. So he runs the central air. So I'll tell you, in the summertime, our bill's anywhere between 6 to maybe 800 every 2 months, right?
Wow.
And that's even including a discount that he gets a medical discount. So that's how much we pay, right? But let me tell you about the gas bill. You know, we out here in California had a really like cold winter, a lot of rain and stuff. My gas bill went from, I'm not even joking, from $40 a month, my gas bill jumped to like $300. I'm not even kidding you. And the next month, it was $250. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's like, why is the gas so high? And it's because Edison out here, which is who's our gas provider or whatever, because of the surge and everything and everybody, you know, using gas and all that, it just, they jumped the prices. So I guess they took it up higher up or wherever, and they had to give everybody a certain amount of credit to kind of help offset it.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, I told them, so we're working to pay the gas bill, I guess. You know what I mean?
I was watching about, a lot about San Francisco, how San Francisco is really going down the tubes.
Oh, gosh.
All the businesses are leaving. All the businesses are leaving. They pay millions of dollars a year just to clean up the human crap.
You know what? The homelessness is really bad. I did see on the news this gentleman was talking about how where he's got this like, it's like a deli, you know, kind of like marketplace. It's been there for years, and he says it is so bad. The theft that goes on, I'm constantly having people stealing, you know, just the homelessness around. So I guess they're trying to get the National Guard to come in and kind of clean it all up because it's that bad. Crazy, right? It's like insane.
Yeah.
So what I did right now while we were talking, I'm sending you these two emails, okay? So the first email that you're going to get, Dave, it's going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to have everything that's included in that package. I also put an example. We call it a My Site. It's actually a customized website to fit your business. Okay. So I sent you one just to give you an example. What's cool about this My Site as well, because I know that when you cancel with 411 Local, and I would say please make sure you cancel with them, or else when we try to become managers of your page, they're not going to let us. Okay. And you're not on a contract with them, right? You're not in a contract?
No, it's a month.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, cool. So on that My Site, what's really cool about it too is that it's fully editable. It's going to help with your SEO settings because it has an automatic SEO setting on there. It loads up quickly. On top of that, if you want to make changes yourself on there to your My Site, you can do it too. If you want to move your pictures around or whatever. Okay. And we can upload videos, your reviews. There's even a section where you could have people book appointments with you on that website. Okay? If you want it. So the second email that I sent you is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system. We definitely want you to track your results and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to see the phone calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, you know, view all your keywords and search terms, okay? So I wanted to make sure.
Don't use that phone number that's on there.
No, it won't, because that's what I'm going to go over with you as well, like what number you want listed there and so forth, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so is your first name David and you go by Dave, or it's just for the account purpose?
Yeah. Yep.
So David is your name, but you go by Dave, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your last name, Dave?
Ponzo, P-O-N-Z-O.
P-O-N-Z-O, Ponzo?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now, the number that you want listed, is it going to be the 732-300-7184? That's the number that should be listed for the business?
Yes.
Okay. And then I currently, so this is how they have your company listed on Google right now. It's just JP Roofing.
Okay.
Is that how you want it to be listed?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Roofing and siding, I like.
Okay, because I noticed... So check this out. On Yelp, you're listed as JP Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvements.
Okay.
Let's look at your Facebook page. Your Facebook page? I hear you. You're not the only one. Now, your Facebook page says JP Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvements.
Okay, use that.
You want to keep it the same like the Facebook, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it's consistent across the board, because this is what's going to help also with your ranking when everything is, because we're going to do a name address cleanup, okay? Now, it says JP Roofing Siding. Do you want it to say the word and like it is on your Facebook page, or do you want like the little and symbol? What do you prefer?
I guess like the Facebook page, right?
Maybe. Yeah. If it's like your Facebook page, then I would say keep it with the word and. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. And then let's take a look here. Let's see. Okay. Do you remember where you PIN verified the business? Was it at the 08753 zip code?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you remember the address that they PIN verified it at?
210 Cedar Grove Road.
Okay. And Tom's River, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I got that. Now I'm going to send you over 3 text messages. The first text that you're going to receive is going to have my name with my number and my extension. Now, although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always like to provide you my information so that you have it just for your records. Okay? So I'm going to send you my text first with my information, and then I'm going to also send you a second text, and it's going to have the number to our customer service. Anytime, Dave, that you have an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, or even a modification, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Your time zone, we are always here 10 to 7 because you're 3 hours ahead of us, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also, my Siri watch is talking to me. Sorry. Now, I'm also sending you another text. It's a third text that's going to have a link to this YouTube video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video.
Okay.
It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's see here. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using today, Dave, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
My name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
David Ponce.
Okay. And that's P as in Paul, right? P-O-N like
yep.
Nancy, Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar. Got it. Is
yep.
it the same billing address as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kensington Ave.
2805 Kensington? Okay, let me go
yeah,
here. All right, give me 1 second.
I think it's 19134.
2805. Let me type it in here. 2805. Kensington Avenue. Let's see.
Yeah, that's only, don't send anything there. That's the
problem. No. No,
it's
just, is it Kensington Avenue, right?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19134.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And what was the zip code again? I'm sorry.
19134.
That's Kensington, right? With a K?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, nothing will go there. It's just that the billing address has to match with the card is what it's asking for.
Yes, I know. I buy stuff every day.
Okay. And you said 2805 or 2801?
2805.
Kensington Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19134, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as I'm getting this set up for you, before we even process your payment, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification recording. The reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Now, what it's going to do is going to go over our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we also send in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, okay, if there's something you don't understand, you just do me a favor and you stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? What I will do is I will go back, I will review it with you, and then I will rephrase it. I always like to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Okay. Now, what I would also like to do as well is put a security question on your account with us. Okay. And you have the choice for it to either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Pet's name.
Pet's name. Okay. All right. And what was your pet's name?
Missy.
What was that again?
M-I-S-S-Y. Missy. M-I-S-S-Y.
Got it. Okay. Missy. All right. And what kind of card are you using today? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? I'm also starting to look at the calendar too, Dave, because we're going to schedule a client interview for you. And the client interview is really where the magic is going to happen. So you're going to talk to our technician. They're going to go over like the website, your keywords. They're going to go over everything more in detail. But I would like to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. And what we do is we block out an hour, and it can take between 20 to 30 minutes, or actually 30 to 40 minutes, my apologies. Sometimes a little longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
The mornings, usually the afternoons better. Mornings are really hectic.
Okay. So, like, tomorrow I actually have an about this time. Okay, because I'll tell you what I have available for tomorrow. I actually have 3 or 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. What do you prefer?
6 to 7.
6 to 7? Okay, perfect. Let me schedule you for that time for 6 to 7. I'm going to send you that email as well with your calendar invite. Now, tomorrow they will call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. It's important for you to answer all calls within that hour, and they'll be calling you from an 877 number, okay? If for some reason you're in the middle of something and you need, let's say, you need 5 more minutes, right? Just pick up the phone and just say, listen, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back. I just don't want you to miss this appointment, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we are moving, okay? We will also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? So let me send that to you as well. And you don't need to do anything with a calendar invite, okay? Let me go here, and then it's roofing. Let me send that. Okay, so you're going to be receiving your calendar invite right now. Okay, awesome. I got that done. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, Dave.
You just text him. Want me to take a picture of it to the phone number that you just texted?
No. No, don't text it to me. I want you to be safe. You could just read it to me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there ain't too much difference. You can read it, and still people can get the number too. But
I know,
okay,
but
right.
I would prefer that you read it to me. Yes.
I like to do what I call one and done, so I usually give it three numbers at a time.
Okay.
I call it one because I do this all the time with my credit card. You got to pay everything now with the credit cards.
I know.
But, ready?
I'm ready.
4430, 4800, 1992, 8403.
I'll repeat it back to you. 4430, 4800, 1992, 8401.
Nope, 8403.
8403. Okay. Expiration?
3.6.
I'm sorry?
3.6.
3.26. And the CVV code?
521.
521. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through the voice verification first. Again, if there's something you don't understand, please just stop me and ask me what does that mean so I can review it with you and rephrase it. Okay? Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
JP Roofing and Siding Home Improvements.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dave Ponzo, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Dave, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yeah, okay.
Now, we know at times we might call you with an update on your account and you might be in the middle of a job. The only thing we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours, okay? I want you to also be aware that you might get calls from other, you know, third-party vendors that are trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company, Dave. We're never going to call you to ask you for more money. If someone were to call you and say you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them a dime. You take down their phone number. You call us immediately because it's not our company. How you're going to know if it's local splash, ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you're going to know.
Okay.
Okay?
Good idea. Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, just to explain, we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, May 2nd, 2023. In the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, so your next payment will be charged on June 2nd, 2023, in the amount of $299. Once the term is completed, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means is that you will automatically be charged every second of the month in the amount of $299. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225, and then you're going to hit number one, okay? We ask that if you pause or cancel your agreement, that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring any charges, okay? So just remember, if you're going to pause it or cancel it, you want to call at least 3 business days before the second, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm processing the payment, and you're going to receive your receipt both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message. And then I'm going to go over it with you in a couple minutes. And then I just want to list a couple of notes. They're basic notes for the technician for tomorrow so that they know where to start from. So I know we talked about roofing. You do roof installs, replacements, tear offs. What do you want me to notate?
Yeah, repair. Yeah, all those things. Maybe repair, yeah.
Replacement. Maybe okay. What about, and then you do siding as well?
Yeah.
What about gutter installations?
Yeah, gutters, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What other services do you want me to notate?
That's it. Roof and siding, gutters.
Okay. Home improvement?
Nah, just roof and siding.
Not so much? Gutters. Okay. And is this residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your Facebook page here. Now, the business logo, do you already have one aside from the one that 411 Local might have made?
No, just that one.
Okay. So that's the one. Did 411 Local make it, or is that yours?
No, I think they made it.
Okay. So do you want us to create you a new one? Because chances are they're not going to let you keep it. Okay.
Yeah, you said you would. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to create you a new website,
can you
too.
Can you just use the information off that? The other
one? I can try to tell them. So you're going to call 411 to cancel with them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. I'm going to put that you also have photos. I'm just typing this in, 411 local maid.
Yeah.
All right. And then what, let's see here. This answers no on this one. Now, you don't want a tracking number, right? You want us to replace that phone number with your physical phone number? Okay. All right, so we'll have your physical phone number listed there. And do you want to target 20, 30 miles? What do you prefer? You can go as far as 50 if you wanted.
30 is probably good, yeah.
30?
30 is good.
Okay, and anytime you want to change it, you can. It's not going to cost you more, okay?
Okay.
And what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
All three. Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, I'm pretty much 7 days a week.
Yeah,
8 to 6.
I'm going to put 7 days a week. Okay. And it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. You're licensed and insured or in the process?
No.
What forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, Zelle, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App?
Yes, I take all forms.
You want me to list cash, check, what else?
All forms. If there are cash, check, credit card, check.
Okay. Do you do Zelle, PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo?
Yeah. All forms.
All forms. Okay.
Okay.
You're like, whatever's going to pay it, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And then let's see what's left. All right. So I need you to take a look at your messages or your emails. I know you've gotten quite a few of them, but I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It would have came either before or after your welcome one.
I can't really do it right now because my email's in a different system right now and I'm out on the
Okay. Okay. So here's what I need you to do. When you do get it, when you get a chance, you're going to open up the one that says initial invoice. Okay. And then you're going to click on where it says click here. You're going to go to the bottom, type your name, and you want to make sure that you check the box that says I certify that I'm the authorized user and signer of the credit card. Okay? Once you do that, you're done. Either way, I'll follow up with you tomorrow. Okay? So remember, tomorrow's your client interview between 6 and 7. They'll call you from an 877 number. Make sure you answer all calls within that hour. Starting from tomorrow, you're going to need to also add us on as managers, and the technician will walk you through it so we can be added to your Google business profile so we can manage it.
Okay.
So within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in the directories. Within 7 to 14 days, the website will be completed. Your Facebook ads will be live as well. And then the local listing on the first page, it can take between 30 to 45 days. But again, I have seen it at times happen sooner. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed, okay? And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you. You've made a great choice.
All right.
Please make sure to cancel with 411 Local so we could be added on as managers tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. 40. I don't know when they want to talk.